What's up, world? Welcome to Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
We're bringing wonderful arm movement everywhere.
My arm had a stroke, bro. I didn't know what to do.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Tim?
Amazing.
We appreciate everyone for listening on this Thursday. We have two positive news stories. If you want to support the podcast and help share this positivity, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Five-star reviews help us so much. We're trying to get to 1,000 five-star reviews. If you leave us a five-star review with a comment and send us a positive news story, we will send you a t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your story, Tim?
Let's get it. I'm going to talk to you guys about Manolo Betancur. So Manolo arrived to America 25 years ago. He didn't have any money in his pocket. He didn't even speak English. He actually left Colombia to go to school in Tennessee. Years after he graduated from college, he got married, moved to North Carolina, and that's whenever he bought his bakery. So when he bought his bakery, he noticed that the homeless population was becoming bigger and bigger where his bakery was at. And he decided one day, he noticed this nonprofit organization that was always around. It's called Raise You Up Ministries. He saw that they were walking around. He decided to go up and talk to one of the guys. And he asked, hey, does anybody ever give them cake? And the guy was like, no. And that's when it hit him. He said, I have a bakery. I'll donate the cakes. Let's find out when everybody's birthday is. So whenever it's their birthday, they can have a cake. And that's what he started doing. He's actually given over, donated and made over 300 cakes that Raise You Up Ministries has given out. One of the coolest things about it was that somebody from the nonprofit approached Manolo and said, hey, are you the cake guy? He nodded his head to say yes. And the employee just told him that the last person I delivered a cake to cried and said it was the first time he ever had a birthday cake in his life. Benaker Manolo said, that's the most important cake that we've made. And he still is planning to continue doing this. I thought this story was amazing. I actually got emotional when I read it earlier. So yeah, that's where we're at today on The Positive Truth.
What's your favorite Bruce quote?
If you can't give time, wait, no, if you can't give money, give time. If you can't give time,
give your skill.
There we go.
Giving skill and giving food.
And even time, man.
And his passion.
Time. It's all of the above. He's giving it all, man. That's what we strive to be here on The Positive Truth. These are the stories that we strive to look for. And this man is out here just doing it.
So, I don't like cake, but I love that positive news story. And it just goes to show you, like, I have had the privilege of people making me a birthday cake, even though I haven't had a chance to, even though I don't really like it, I don't eat it. My positive news story is also about privilege. I have my hearing. So, we played basketball growing up. And did you ever play with someone that was deaf or hard of hearing?
A couple people. I remember Frank. I think you remember Frank, too.
I don't remember anybody, Tim.
That's true.
How much harder was it for him to play?
It was honestly, yeah, you weren't calling for the ball. You had to cut, make sure you moved in front of him. It was a little bit more difficult because usually when we play, it's a lot of talking. Cut, I'm open, pass, whatever the case may be.
Rotate. Like, yeah. Basketball, there's a lot of talking going on. Even when you're like dribbling down the court, you can hear people from behind you or someone saying like wolf or something. So this positive news story comes from all the way in the UK. It's called Football for All. It's about a coach named Harvey Schwoles, and he runs a youth league. It's 9 to 12. And one of his managers, Ian Holloway, was like, man, I actually think like we should do things to help these kids, because there's a couple of kids that were deaf. They couldn't play soccer, which makes a lot of sense, because if you're out there and you can't hear the person coming from behind you and you can't see the play calls and you can't hear the whistle, that's another thing. Playing basketball, you have to hear the whistle. It's really hard to play. So they got together and they're like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We are going to adjust everything we do to allow these kids to play. They set up signs on the sidelines where they would like, each team had like codes for plays. With the refs, they made sure like they organized and talked to them, make sure they were in the line of sight. And they talked to the kids. Everyone learned basic sign language and they got all these kids to play.
That's beautiful.
And it's just small little steps to make it inclusive for everyone. And so where I'm not only privileged to have had cake before, I'm also privileged enough to have my hearing to play this sport. But people that go above and beyond for people that don't have that privilege, that's what the positive truth is about.
What a banger Thursday, JP.
Yeah, I didn't even have notes for this one.
You have four sentences up there, my guy. That was beautiful. You like that story that much that you remembered it by heart, because I can see the passion in your eyes.
Because right, I was thinking, like, how would you do this for basketball? You coached. Remember, you coached basketball last year. How would you coach seven-year-olds?
They don't listen, and they can hear me. So there's no way. I have no idea. The fact that people took the time to do so and get the referees involved, just that's a community effort right there. I love everything about that story. That was 10 out of 10, JP, 10 out of 10.
We also have 10 out of 10 things we're grateful for before we get out of here. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. While me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for, I don't know how to say it if I mess up the first part because I've said it so many times. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Let's be grateful for airports. I did a lot of traveling in 24 hours. And though it was difficult at times, honestly, like, these airports have come up. I remember when I first traveled, I don't know, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 15 years ago, I got on an airplane. Compared to some of these airports now, I'm like, man, I got to get on another train to get to my gate. This is wild. I just think it's so convenient to travel, even though it's expensive as can be. But shout out to Google and finding deals.
I think that's still how it is in bigger airports.
I've been to Houston Airport a couple times. Me going this time, I was like, what is this? Why is this so big? All the like 5-4-star restaurants they got inside that thing. I was just like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to eat. I'll survive.
Nice. So I'm also grateful for food. I am the dumbest food person on the planet. I also can't cook that well, but this is the dumbest thing I probably ever said on a podcast.
Please continue.
Screw it. I've been doing the rotisserie chicken and the ground beef. It never occurred to me to, I could take the ground beef and make like a wrap one day, add veggies and rice another day, maybe take it and add some pasta to it another day, or take the chicken, mix it up.
JP, you've been eating like
the same thing. The same thing.
Really? All right. So during Thanksgiving.
And you know what's funny? No, I just mix everything.
Like you just keep making the same plate of food? You don't, like, make a turkey sandwich or anything like that?
No, I mix it all in a bowl and eat it once.
Kind of like the bowls at KFC? I forgot what they were called.
That's somebody who used to work at KFC. Boo. Yeah, I always mix things. Even if I get a Thanksgiving plate, that's going, I just mix it all together.
Mashed potatoes is the glue of your plate?
Yeah, corn casserole, sweet potatoes, turkey. Everything's just together. That's how I've been eating. It's just rice, beef or chicken and veggies, and I just been mixing it. It never even occurred to me. It wasn't even my idea. There was just like the person I was talking to was like, duh.
I wasn't gonna say it, I swear.
That's what I'm saying. I'm grateful for the basics this week.
So what's up, man? Now you get to eat like a wrap, maybe a burrito, maybe you can like have some chicken tacos. All you gotta do is get some corn tortillas. Can you chop an onion?
Hell no, you know I can't.
I know, I had to like question that real quick. Man, you got options, man. Let's change your whole like palate.
I do have the little tortilla thing you can make in the microwave.
A tortilla in the microwave, man? You flip that on the stovetop.
Oh, you asking a lot for me. I actually probably could do that because I have experience with that. That's the south side of me.
That's what I'd like to hear.
The laziness in me would prefer to do it in the microwave.
No, don't
do it. Do you have a quote before I keep embarrassing myself?
So many people are like, tortilla in the microwave right now. The sun himself is weak when he first rises and gathers strength and courage as the day goes on. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.